KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. With the Detweiler fire now 45% contained and most evacuation orders in the central California area of Mariposa lifted, residents are returning to their homes. The blaze has been burning for over a week now and has destroyed dozens of homes and scorched around 120 square miles of dense brush and dead trees in the Sierra Nevada foothills. CAL FIRE says it could take weeks to bring the fire fully under control. We're going to shift gears now to last year's election in Riverside County. In an interview with the California Report, Riverside District Attorney Michael Hestron says voters in his county had their election profiles hacked and in some cases had their registration changed. Hestron says this happened before June of 2016 on primary day. He spoke with John Sepulvedo. Hestron says on that primary day, his phone started ringing off the hook.
The majority of the calls were complaining that they were not, that they'd been turned away at the ballot box. Almost all the initial calls said something to that effect. We've been turned away. Our registration was, deemed invalid. We're not being allowed to vote. We're being disenfranchised. Something like that. So very quickly, within about an hour after the call started coming in, I sent out teams of investigators to go to three or four different polling stations. Some of the people that been turned away, what they were calling us back and reporting was that their registration had been changed, and
their party registration.
Party registration. So as we began to dig, we found that a good number of them, folks that were complaining about having their registration changed, had their registration changed online through the state website, relatively shortly before the election. We sort of ran into a brick wall, which was that the Secretary of State informed us that the state website did not capture IP addresses.
Now, I want to stop you right there because I want to make it clear. So this did not happen through Riverside County. This happened through the state of California's website. Hackers got into it, and you're telling me that the state of California's website did not have any record of where these IP addresses were, so there's no way to tell where these hackers came from.
Right.
Have you spoken to any colleagues in any other California counties where this happened?
I have spoken to some of my other colleagues, and, there have been some kind of sporadic reports. Yes, this is kind of happening here and there. But none of them reported to me anyway. None of my colleagues reported the kind of, numbers that we had. And I should say we didn't have numbers that could have influenced the election on, statistically, if you're looking at the number of votes. I mean, we had a couple dozen incidences of this that were reported to us. However, I will say that in the weeks and months following Election Day 2016, what I did hear sort of anecdotally out there in my travels around Riverside County was that there were a lot more people that had this happen that just didn't report it.
It's interesting, just as a personal anecdote, I had spoken to my mother who lives in Riverside County, and she had talked about how there were really heated back and forths between different supporters of different campaigns. I have to wonder, and I have to ask this question, just knowing this, was there any flare-ups because of this? Was there any what you would call erosions of trust between neighbors because of these changes?
I think there was, unfortunately. I think that pretty quickly, as is sort of the case around our politics now, partisanship got into it. And, for me as a prosecutor, though, I deal with evidence and we follow the evidence wherever it leads. And, frankly, the victims of these changes were both Republicans and Democrats. So I didn't immediately notice a pattern of one party doing it to the other. What I noticed was sort of randomized, people having their information messed with. Not sure who did it, not sure why, just that it was kind of happening across a broad spectrum.
District Attorney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Michael Hestrin speaking to John Sepulvedo. We asked the California Secretary of State's office to comment, and they wrote that, quote, "We do not have any evidence to suggest a breach of our voter registration database, nor have we subsequently received any information or evidence from individuals, counties, or federal officials of any breach," unquote. The Secretary of State's office says they requested information from the DA and have not heard back. KQED's requested all documents exchanged between the DA and the Secretary of State's office, and we'll update you as soon as we get more information. Booze, banking, and blockbuster movies. You can get just about anything at grocery stores these days. But now the capital of car culture has yet another new item to choose from. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
So who can't empathize with someone having to face the dreaded lines of the DMV?
Sir, did you fill out the 1170?
I filled this out.
That's the 1190. You're going to have to go stand in the blue line.
Look, I was already in that line.
Sir, don't get snippy with me.
We all know this cartoon version of the DMV experience from the animated series Family Guy doesn't steer too far from reality. Turns out the real DMV knows it, too.
Yeah, the DMV's always looking for options to provide customers with alternative and convenient ways to conduct their DMV business.
California DMV spokeswoman Jessica Gonzalez says that's why the agency unveiled self-service terminals in about a dozen grocery stores across Southern California. Think ATM machines.
So you can get your movie, you can pick up your dinner, and then also renew your vehicle registration.
Superior Grocers in L.A. signed on about a month ago.
It's a very busy store.
Al Jimenez directs its bustling South L.A. store.
The more traffic we can get in here, somebody comes in, you know, they just don't get the DMV and walk out. They get this, they grab charcoal, grab ice, some sodas. So tell them, so then you go see again, okay?
Jimenez demonstrates how to use one of the bilingual kiosks.
Takes your credit card, it charges it, it pops out the tag and the registration.
The DMV plans to roll out the self-service kiosks in the Bay Area later this year and possibly expand the menu to include license renewals and other services. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And that's the California Report for Monday, July 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.